Hello, hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life that you love. As you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place, okay? Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. You could support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. And if you want to change your life, make sure you scroll those show notes. Any purchase you make there is helping me keep the show on. So please don't be a pussy and share this, okay? Share this episode with your friends, loved ones, send it to your enemies if you have to. But let's get into it, you guys. Let's get into it. Okay, so oh my gosh, did I hit record? I did hit record. That scared me. So this is what I've been asking myself lately, because I do feel a sense of responsibility here in what happened, and I'm going to tell you that. Like, how did we get here? How did we allow the left to get so loud, so bold? Like, they are bold. They have this false sense of security that I didn't even know existed. And then they got violent. And I'm going to tell you this, the truth to me, I think we played a part in it. And it's not because we agree with them, but it's because we have let them set the fucking tone. Like, we have sat quiet this whole time and we just keep hoping like things are going to cool off. We wanted to take the high road while they built this entire culture around outrage and destruction. And we allowed them and the media to run rampant with this. And every time, this is what I'm going to tell you right now, every time that we have stayed silent instead of speaking the truth, we're giving them room to grow. This was literally my last podcast episode I did before Charlie was assassinated, because I was talking about Irina. Like, we're not allowed to talk about it, right? We have to be super quiet about it. Definitely not okay to bring it up. This is the thing. Every time we're tolerating their hate in the name of keeping the peace, we gave them power. Every single time. And I'm going to tell you right now, Jesus never told us to sit down and let the evil run the room. Not once. He called us to confront it. Yes, with love, but also with authority. Violence thrives where accountability is absent, and we have let the left run wild with zero accountability. Bitch, that's on us. That is on us. So it is time to stop playing defense and we have to start standing firm. Not violent. We don't even have to be fucking hateful. But what we do have to be is unshakable. And the days of hoping that this just blows over, they're fucking gone. If you follow me on Facebook, I blew up. I blew up. And everyone's like, oh my God, you've gotten radical. What's going on? Well, bitch, are you not paying attention? Being quiet doesn't work. Oh, but you're going to lose your business. I've lost 50 plus people. And guess what? I woke up. My family was still here. I was still able to make decisions in my own life. I was still able, to spend some time with God this morning. What the fuck? You're going to be fine. Everyone's like, thank you for saying what I'm afraid to say. I'm talking to you today. I appreciate everyone having my back, but you're doing it in the shadows, and that's not going to get us anywhere. I need you to love me out loud, because if you can't even love me out loud, then we can never stand up against them. We have allowed the media and all these platforms to give the mentally ill, the sick, these unhealthy members of society who are not trying to make an impact on their own lives, let alone the community. We gave them the idea that they're at the top of the pecking order. By natural design, we made them think this. And by natural design, they would never survive. We gave them a platform. We gave them a voice. And now they feel superior. Now they're important. And now that that is fading, they're losing their mind. So they have become reactive. And what do people that have really poor self-esteem, people that are lonely, people that are ba battling the mental health issues, what do when they have nothing to lose? The most dangerous person you will ever encounter is someone who has nothing to lose. Law enforcement will tell you that. That's 101. They have nothing to lose. In the wild, in the natural pecking order, these kind of people would have never survived. Never. Never. And what did we do? We put them on a pedestal and gave them a platform. And let's get one thing straight, okay? Charlie's murder wasn't even about politics. It wasn't Republican versus Democrat. It wasn't left versus right. It was fucking religious. And he was murdered because he was unapologetically bringing people to Jesus. You know how I know? Because I'm seeing a lot of those videos. Yeah, I know. We're seeing all the ones where these bitches are getting fired for hate speech, which is absolutely, if you're wishing for people's murder publicly, get the fuck out of here. Celebrating someone's death, that's like the devil right there. That is someone without a human soul. That is a demon that has overtaken the shell of a body. I'm seeing it. Like, he stopped people, trans people, from continuing their surgeries. He's brought people to Christ, and he's done even more than that now. I literally was crying the other day when I read this post from someone that was like, hey guys, yesterday I was an atheist, but today I want to go to church. So how does that work? What do I do? Just walk in the building? Beautiful. Fucking beautiful. And you guys, Charlie wasn't even like the firebrand in your face radical activist for the Republican Party. Okay. He was never storming rallies. He wasn't violent. You guys, you've awakened the violent guys. I see it everywhere. Like, they're fucking ready. Like, you fucked yourselves. You've awakened the sleeping giants, okay? Charlie was the nice guy. The nice guy. He never stormed rallies. He wasn't screaming about, you know, bullshit. He was talking about God and faith and truth. That's what threatened people. And that's what made the enemy come after him. And by enemy, I'm absolutely implying that this is bigger than one fucking lone shooter. You know what I found out they do? I'm listening to a podcast this morning, and I'm going to tell you this is what they do. Okay. And when I say they, I'm talking about the powerful figures that want to control the narrative for everything, right? Specifically someone from another country. I'm not talking about the people. I'm talking about a specific bully who can't take any responsibility for now, whose every conversation starts with what happened thousands of years ago. Bitch, move the fuck on. We are here now. Where do we go from here? Okay. This is the thing. And Charlie was even talking about this a month before his death. He was publicly scared about the fallback of asking questions. But you know what he did? He leaned into his beliefs. He leaned into it. And that's what we're called to do. And if you really read the Bible and what God has done and what he's expected, Charlie did his fucking job because he knew. He knew what could happen. So they control the narrative. They control the narrative. And then this is what they'll do. Okay. They weasel their way into the internet chat rooms. And this is where you're going to find all these mentally ill people. Then they find a place to fit in and they mentally manipulate them, right? Making them feel like they're a part of a group and that there's an awakening and this stuff is happening. And I mean, this is like probably officials obviously doing this, okay? And they mentally manipulate them. And they turn everything really fucking toxic. And there is proof about this. You guys can do some research, okay? I'm not going to get into all that here, but that's what they do. So then they coax this person into doing something like a heroic journey, hero's journey, and tell him like, you know, these people are terrible, talking about Charlie's a terrible person. He's gone too far. He's dangerous for our culture. I mean, everything the media has done. And so I'm not going to let the media keep framing this like it's a political hit because it's not. It is spiritual warfare. And honestly, if you don't see that, then you're just really blind to the battle that we're in. And people like to, this is the thing. This is the thing I love. Like, you could debate me all day long, especially as a Christian. And I'm going to be honest here. I am new to what it is to really be a Christian. Yeah. Have I always believed in God? Yes. Have I prayed to God? Yes. My whole life. I knew. But I didn't really know him or allow him to know me until I started opening up the fucking Bible. So if you do not read the scripture, we cannot have a debate. We cannot have a conversation about Christianity if you nitpick, cherry pick the fucking scriptures that fit your narrative. Okay? Because this is what's happening right now. These toxic bitches on Facebook, and I'm talking to everybody on all sides. They're like, we can't be angry. Bitch, we can be angry. And people like to paint Jesus, okay? We want to put him in this little box as if he's this quiet, passive man walking around saying, peace, peace, peace. No, he was not a pacifist. He flipped the fucking tables, remember? When his father's house was turned into a den of thieves, and that wasn't even people that were being violent. They were just stealing, and he was fucking pissed. Imagine what he would feel like now. He called religious leaders vipers to their faces. He called people out. He wasn't quiet. He stood toe to toe with the hypocrisy and the corruption, and he didn't flinch. That is not passive. That is that righteous fucking authority. And I follow a Jesus who loved radically, yes, but he confronted, and he confronted boldly. He didn't avoid the conflict. He stepped into it when the truth was on the line. And if I claim to walk with him, I can't sugarcoat it. You can't sugarcoat it. If you're going to say that you're walking with Jesus, then you got to stop being a pussy, because you don't get to pacify evil or sit silent when shit needs to be said and it needs to be talked about and it needs to be made public. And people love to just throw around, turn the other cheek. Brandon, turn the other cheek. It's like you're thinking that Jesus is telling us, let people walk all over you. And that's not what he's saying. When he said that, he wasn't preaching passivity. He was teaching dignity. Dignity. So yes, turn the other cheek is going to, it's going to come in very handy, because I've been called a lot of names. I've been a lot of hate messages in the past 7 days. I turn the other cheek to that. That's fine. If it makes you feel better to call me names instead of having a conversation, I absolutely, okay. Do that as much as you need to do to feel good about yourself. He was teaching dignity. Back then, a slap on the cheek wasn't about beating you down. It was about shaming you. And his point was this: you don't have to answer insult with insult. You rise above it. Charlie turned the other cheek a lot, because a lot of people just stood up there and insulted him constantly, because they had no argument against what he said. And what we do when we're backed in a corner is we bite. And that's going to be insults. Turn the other cheek to that. So stop getting it twisted. That doesn't mean we sit here silent while evil and corruption and fucking all of these mentally unstable people run the world. You understand? Our home is being desecrated. Flip the fucking tables. Confront the liars and the abusers of power to their faces. Did he carry himself with restraint? Yes, but he wasn't a fucking coward. So many of you are fucking cowards. I love you. I love you. And I've said it in those messages. I love you and thank you for supporting what I'm doing, but stop fucking supporting me in the shadows. Honest to God, if you can't even like a Facebook post because you're afraid that people are going to think you're racist, you're fucked. You're fucked. Turning the other cheek is not permission for chaos. It is a command to not lower yourself to pettiness. And there's a difference between not being petty and not being present. I'm not going to fucking be passive while good people stand around pretending that it's not their place to push back. If we claim to follow Christ, then we have to act with both love and courage. That means protecting the truth and defending the innocent and refusing to hand the microphone to the fucking madness. Jesus never said, shrug your shoulders and say, well, that's just how they are. That's just how they are. Fuck you guys. He called us to sharpen one another, and iron sharpens iron. That means we don't let people sink to hate or delusion or destructive patterns while we sit by and call it grace. That is not grace. That is neglect. That is neglect. We've got people drowning in mental illness, hate, lack of common sense. Love doesn't look like silence. If you care about these people, it looks like accountability. And he tells us, confront a brother or sister who's in the wrong. Not humiliate them, not cancel them, but call them up to a higher standard. That's responsibility. Someone said on my post, I care about all lives. I care about trans lives. If you cared about them, you're going to get a mental help. We don't sign off on fucking delusions and think we're helping someone. That's not grace. You are part of the problem. And the church gets it twisted. We coddle people in their dysfunction, or we stone them with judgment. Can we find a proper ground? Is there a third way? Yeah, Jesus did it. Compassion and correction. Compassion and correction. He forgave the woman caught in adultery, and he said, go and sin no more. He healed the broken, but he did not excuse their brokenness as a permanent identity. So yeah, we're called to hold our peers accountable, especially when hate is eating them alive or when mental illness is being used as a free pass for evil. Irina just got stabbed to death on a train. And I'm already hearing rumors that because he's mentally ill, he's not going to go to prison. He's not going to get the death penalty. What? That's not love. And truth without love is harsh. Love without truth is weak. And together, that's where you're finally on that line of Jesus. So if you're one of those people that's like, I stand with Charlie now, then speak the fuck up. And you guys aren't going to gaslight me into being quiet anymore. I've got it. I get it. I've got the messages like, are you okay, Brandon? Are you sure this is where you want to go with this? I'm done with people trying to slap a toxic positivity sticker on my fucking mouth and tell me to be careful. Anger attracts anger. Spare me. When we're pissed off for the right reason, when something righteous has been crossed, anger is not the problem. It is the fuel. And I don't need anyone sugarcoating reality with fake smiles and the whole just think happy thoughts, because that's bullshit. Jesus got loud. He got disruptive. And he did it because love demands you to care enough to confront what is wrong. Yeah, I'm mad. I'm mad. And not the kind of mad where I'm going to go sit in a hole and self-isolate and do all these crazy things. Guess what? I still woke up, took care of my family, did the things, right? Still functioning, still feel good, still spend time with Christ. I could still be grateful for my life. I can still be excited. I'm starting a new business. I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow. And I'm really excited about that. I could have all these things and I could still be pissed off at the same time. And if you're right, if you're mad for the right reasons too, then let's get fucking mad together, because that is not negativity. I want people that think like me on my page. I want the awareness to grow. That's what protects my bubble, my space, my family, my faith, my community. That's what's worth getting loud for. No amount of gaslighting or the fake peace talk is going to make me forget that. And I refuse to be painted as the enemy just because I hold conservative beliefs, the same ones that the Bible calls us to have. If you're a Christian and you had an issue with Charlie Kirk, you're not a Christian. You're not. I'm not even saying that as judgment, as a statement of fact. Nobody has to judge you for that. The Bible calls us to the truth. Man and a woman, marriage, be fruitful, multiply, walk in faith, grow in the word. None of that is hate. It is literally, literally the foundation that God laid out for us. It's there. And let's be real, okay? It is not about cherry picking the verses you half-ass remember from an Instagram quote. It means actually opening the book and reading the fucking Bible. Wrestle with it. Live by it. Stand on the word while the world is busy. They're rewriting everything just to fit their narrative, to fit their feelings. I'm not going to apologize for holding to what God said is right. And I'm new here, okay? And I haven't even been consistent this year. I started last year reading the Bible every single day for a year. I missed about 6 weeks this year and it wrecked me. I was not calibrated. It's a thing. The Bible is medicine. It is healing. It is love. It gives you everything. It gives you permission for all of your feelings and it calibrates you to the truth every single time. If you call yourself a Christian, you're out here disagreeing with the very things that he stood for. You're not the kind of Christian who lives by the word. He wasn't making up his own rules. He wasn't spitting out opinions just to stir the pot. He was pointing back to scripture, back to God's design, and back to the truth. And if that rubs you the wrong way, it's not because Charlie was wrong. It's because the Bible convicts. Real Christians don't bend the word to fit their feelings. We bend our lives to fit the word. That's what Charlie did. And anyone that's going to take up the cross and take up this mission of speaking out, that's what we're being called to do. That's what we're being called to do. And yeah, that includes the hard topics everybody loves to dance around. Abortion, everything in between. If you're calling yourself a Christian, but you're picking and choosing which parts of the Bible you're going to live by, you are not living by the word at all, period. Period. And Charlie didn't shy away from that truth because it made people uncomfortable. Neither did Jesus. God's word doesn't come with disclaimers or exceptions to fit our culture. Life is sacred. Marriage is sacred. Family is sacred. If that offends you, then your fight isn't with me or Charlie. It's with the fucking Bible. I'm not going to water down my faith just to make the word comfortable for you. Real Christianity isn't cafeteria style. You don't pile up love and grace on your tray while tossing out the parts about obedience and responsibility. It is literally an all or nothing. It's an all or nothing. Acceptance and inclusion, bullshit. And yeah, we're guilty of falling for it. The world sold us this lie that love means clapping for every lifestyle, every choice, every sin, as if silence or approval is equal to compassion. It doesn't. It equals compromise. And Jesus never preached inclusion the way culture pushes it. He didn't tell the Pharisees, well, your hypocrisy is valid too. He didn't tell the woman caught in adultery, hey ho, keep doing you. He forgave her, then told her literally, go and sin no more. That is love. That is truth. We let ourselves get soft. We have swallowed this acceptance gospel because we didn't want to look mean. We didn't want to rock the boat. We didn't want to make waves. And in doing that, we've helped normalize sin in the name of tolerance. And that is not Jesus. That is cowardice. You're performing for kindness. It's not real. You're fucking performing because you don't even believe in the bullshit, but you're going to be quiet about it. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not here to accept what God has already called sin. I'm not here to include what he said separates us from him. I'm here to live by that. Even when it makes people uncomfortable. And I'm going to tell you who it makes uncomfortable first is me. Yeah, this shit is uncomfortable sometimes. But at the end of the day, this is about calling people up to their purpose. This is about calling you into your potential. You don't have to check out of life to follow Jesus. You don't have to become some hermit in a cave to be faithful. You can live bold. You can build businesses. You can raise families. You can create art. You can write. You can do a podcast. You can coach. You can lead. You can speak. You can serve. You can do whatever the fuck you want and still be a productive, powerful member of society. That is not contradiction. He will protect all of that for you. That's what we're here for. So stop being afraid of the names they're going to call you. And they will. Stop flinching at the backlash and the labels and the noise. None of it matters unless it's true. There's not a single name I've been called the past 7 days that has hurt my feelings. That's it. If you are walking in the word, you have nothing to fear. Let them talk. Turn the other cheek. Let them project while they're busy throwing stones, right? The irony. You're going to be busy building because your life continues because you've chosen to be a productive member of this society. Because you're here to make an impact and you know what it takes. The fruit of your life is going to say more than anybody's words ever could. Listen, bitch, you got to stay alert. You have to stay awake and stop being a pussy about it. We are in a fight and pretending that it's not happening doesn't make it go away. I even put up a post today with Marjorie. I absolutely agree with what she says. Like, she just wants a divorce. And that's how I feel. Like, you're in a really bad relationship and every day your nervous system is just wrecked. It's just up and down and it doesn't feel good and you don't know what's coming next. And that's an ugly fucking feeling. I like that security. I like the calmness. I just want to be done. Like, I'm so done. I'm done. Like, I don't even, these bitches aren't even affecting my nervous system anymore. I'm angry and my nervous system is still chill as fuck. And that is a very beautiful place to be. Not feeling nervous or antsy of like, what are they going to do? How are they going to react? Like, let's just get a divorce and be done. Very simple. I don't even care where you want to live. I'll go wherever you don't want to be, right? Probably the big cities. You guys want the city? Fuck yeah. I never liked it anyway. Take the cities. They're all yours. I won't even come visit. I don't need anything. Whatever. Just go. Just go. I want a divorce. Listen, we're in the fight. Pretending it's not happening. It doesn't make it go away. Evil thrives when the good people sit quiet with their heads down. That's why you're part of this. And that's not me anymore. And it sure as fuck should not be you anymore. And there's more of us than them. More people who still know right from wrong. More people who have common sense. There are more people who believe in truth and family and God and order and sanity. But we've got to stop acting like we're the minority. We have to stop hiding in the corner. We are the fucking backbone. We are the ones holding this shit together. So it's time to act like it. You have to act like it. Speak up, get loud, call it what it is, and stop fucking apologizing. Okay? I'm back, bitches. I can't believe I'm off restriction. I'm so excited. Thank you for tuning into the podcast today. Share the episode, please. Okay? Share it. That's how you support the show. And I will see you guys tomorrow.